It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. But Tom is on the phone tonight, but show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
I think Tom just didn't want to hang out with us.
Yeah. No, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably kicked back in his recliner. So, yeah.
Don't you know, baby, I just kicked it back and put it over. Well, stretched out.
Oh, yeah. He's probably in his boxers with his boots on or something, so I don't want to see that anyway. So.
What did you say?
Hey, is there an adult beverage close by?
They will be shortly.
Okay. I found out if I turn my mic on, it works better.
Yeah, that does help.
Yeah.
That does
there
help.
You go. There you go. Okay.
Tom, I trust you and everybody's doing okay.
Yeah, everybody on my side of the family is doing fine, as far as I know. I check with everybody daily and check with all my friends, make sure everybody's kicking and growling, bitching and moaning, you know.
There you go.
That's the way us old folks do it.
Yeah, I understand, you know, and got to check up on everybody, you know, just to make sure everybody's still kicking and growling, you know.
Hey, I got a heavy technical question for you guys, and then I'm going to hush for the rest of the hour, so I say.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, thank you. I heard that. Slipped in.
Thank you.
With everything going on, are the garages at car dealerships and auto parts stores, are they all pretty much open?
Our hours are altered a little bit. Most of the stores are open. Part stores are open. You know, everybody's being careful. You know, everybody's doing their social distancing, you know, keeping their 6 foot distance. And, we have our guys send in a parts request to a computer instead of going to the parts department and get the part. So we don't have them congregating in one little spot. We're not letting them gather up and, you know, converse even when we get slow, you know, that we're trying to keep
them
all
apart. Mean to tell me that you're stopping the scuttlebutt?
We're trying.
What do you guys
know
do
well
all
enough
day
that
for entertainment?
Happen, so. But,
you can't stop the scuttlebutt, man.
You can't stop it.
So if I need to go buy a couple of quarts of motor oil at a parts store, I can probably go in, but I may have to.
Right.
Yeah, feel free to go.
Well, and they're not going to let a large crowd in, just like a grocery store, you know. And the automotive industry has been deemed as an essential business. You know, people have to have their cars to get back and forth to the doctor and to the bank and to work and, you know, all the above.
Hey, man, the liquor stores are essential too, so, I mean, what can I say?
Yeah, well, you got to have a car to get there. I mean, you know, it's a little too obvious if you're riding a bike down the street with a.
Hey, I've got this thing figured out, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
If this thing don't hurry up and get quit, I'm going to have to join AA just to get me a coin, because I'm going to be spending all my coins on booze.
Exactly. I'm telling you.
Well, they say sales are up.
Well,
don't you know? Yeah.
Yeah, the Everclear people have been. Using that to make hand sanitizer, you know.
That stuff, 160 proof or something like
that? Well, up to 190. So,
yeah, folks,
yeah.
Do not. Do not mix your hand sanitizer in a glass of orange juice.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
No. But it,
that's not going to work.
They did say that you could dilute your Everclear with vodka and use it for hand sanitizer, and you've got some left over at the end of the day. You know what you do with it.
My damn vodka. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you wash your hands with it and then drink the rest.
Oh yeah, hey man, I just had a birthday Saturday, and I have reached that milestone where I don't give a flip about all that. I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Well, the problem is you reached that many years ago.
So. Oh, excuse me, I believe I did, didn't I?
I don't think that has anything to do with last
week. I think
week,
I'm just going to slide up over an overdrive and go faster, baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
If y'all haven't heard, the governor is supposed to make some announcement 11 o'clock tomorrow morning about reopening some stuff, maybe.
We're going to start opening up Saturday this weekend.
Well, you know, and you know, someone has to make that hard decision. You know, there's still going to be people get sick with this and We're still going to lose some folks, but you know, you die from being broke and living outdoors too.
Don't you know it? I'm not interested in being homeless. I don't believe I like that lifestyle.
No, I decided a long time ago I like to eat and sleep indoors. So I mean,
it's just like, I don't know. We had to be real careful because, honest to God, we didn't know how serious this stuff was and how serious it would tear us up, mess us up here in America. And with the way we do things, the way we live, and the fact that we were less cleanly with our hand washing and sneezing and coughing on everybody, that we have, that's going to be some good things that I see coming forth that, that's going to carry forward.
Yeah. One thing I'm going to miss is when you go and greet some family members that you haven't seen in a while and everybody wants to get a big hug.
Yep. Yeah.
Bring it on. I don't care, baby.
Well, I know, but I hope that doesn't go away.
I'm not a bumper. You know, I don't like knuckling and I don't like bumping. Well, I can bump hips, all right.
Well, you know, and hey, I can wash my hands afterwards. I'm good.
That's right.
There you go. But we're all going to sanitize. You know, if you want to buy some stock in the company that's making the hand sanitizers and the Clorox some wipes, and that's what you need to do.
Exactly. Of course, I don't know how they're making any money because I never see them on the shelves. So I assume that somebody has to be stocking it and then selling it before I can get to the store. So
I've checked. I went to Kmart. I went to Publix. I went to Winn-Dixie. Mm-hmm. I went to Walgreens and I went to Dollar Store. None of them had anything.
Right. I mean, and it's a constant battle. It really is. Yeah.
It is. It is what it is. We'll get through it. But let's fix some cars, man.
We're going to try to. We got, one of our regular listeners here, Dave from Gulf Shores. He's in the KFC just with a comment. He's waiting in line at the KFC, and cars everywhere. People are at the drive-thrus trying to get something to eat. And,
people are getting bored as hell, man. They're ready to get some fried chicken.
Well, we've been doing this for over a month now, and the one thing that I miss the most at this point, because, I've been working, so I haven't been stuck at home 100%, but I miss being able to go at lunchtime and sit down and have a decent meal. Over the drive-thrus.
Well, we usually congregate,
right.
A bunch of us guys and a bunch of us racers and what have you, and friends mm-hmm. get together and have lunches, at different places during the week. So I miss that camaraderie. I've missed that style of eating because normally that lunch was my big meal, because I could eat me a big old bowl of spaghetti and have a salad, side salad, and or I could mm-hmm. have some, just some pork chops and some green beans,
get your vegetables,
and
have a real meal, versus a burger and fries, which is, worst thing in the world for you.
I'm not eating too high on a hog because I've lost 6 pounds. So.
But if you get together for lunch with a group of friends, that's food for your stomach and food for your soul.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that exactly. keeps you alive, man.
That's it.
The camaraderie,
It's coming back.
Kevin, let me change the subject. What about this new electric Ford that's coming out, all electric drag car?
I haven't seen the drag car. I know they were coming out with the Mach-E, I think is what they're calling it. It's a SUV with a Mustang nose or something. I don't know. I'm not real thrilled about the looks of it.
What I saw was a Mustang.
Yeah, it's a Mustang-ish car, it's I don't know. It's kind of a cross between Traverse and the Mustang.
Six seconds.
I tell you what, the electric vehicles are incredibly fast, quick, very dependable. I really believe that from everything that I'm seeing now, we're going towards electric on 100% of what we're doing. It'll be in everything before it's over with. We've got a couple of the Chevy Bolts at the shop for sale as well, and those little things are incredible on what they do and how quick they are, just on a little compact car. So does that like it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back with the Car Doc Show after this.
Stone shrunk one size too small. No spark plug wires are a little too long, and your main frog spawner's nearly gone. Your injector ports are stripped, and that ain't all. Your torque converter's running low on torque, and that water pump's nearly down a quart. We caught it all in time, so you're in luck. He said, I've got the time and I've got the parts. Just give me the word and I'm ready to start. I think we can bring her in for $800. But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long, it'll just take money.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is the Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. I got to tell you, it's so much nicer doing the show here versus trying to do it over the phone. So, you know.
On the phone, sitting in your truck in your garage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, last week I was in the garage and, you know, I had the door open, but then my next door neighbor's son is out there on his mini bike and running up and down and around the yard, and my next door neighbor across the street, I think he thought he was at a shooting range because he was doing rapid fire target practice, yeah. And it was like, nah, I got to get where I can get a little quieter than that. So
yeah.
But
well, we still got our commercials going on in the background there, our bumper music.
Yeah, yeah, we got to get Charlie to turn that down just a hair, but I think we're good there.
But you know, there's a lot going on with all of this. You know, we have to consider our sponsors and all. And Ed Seafood Shed has been working with us since we started here, 11 years ago.
Right.
And now that Beat and Nick and them have it, they're continuing to work with us. And they thought about doing the pickup, but being on the causeway like with Ed's, it just you weren't going to get any business over there for that. So
right. They
just went ahead and totally shut down. And from what Pete's telling me, they have remodeled the interior of their facility,
yeah,
and they're putting down new floors all the way through it, totally inside of the building. They're extending the bar. They're taking that one of the sheds or buildings down. It was on the lower deck,
right,
and opening that up so that people that are sitting in the bar eating oysters and having a little toddy for their body can look out the big windows and see the background of Mobile and all that, the sunset and everything. So
yeah,
they're getting ready, man. And I think they're going. From what I can find out, they're going to open it up sometime next week, partially, or
right,
whatever extenuating circumstances the state puts on them to do, you know. So, but they're going to be ready.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. I mean, it's tough on everybody to shut down. You know, we were lucky at UJ to not have to shut completely down. Right. You know, it would be tough to try and survive if you had to just close the doors. Even if you go for the PPP. Paycheck Protection Plan money and all that,
yeah.
You know, that doesn't cover any operating expense, you know, and
right.
all that. And
right.
even if you close the doors, you're still spending money at that place. So,
I mean, look at all the equipment that is purchased.
Yeah.
That's probably on a 5-year payback right. or write off deal, you know, so you still got to pay for all of that stuff.
Yep.
Just the PPP stuff is only supposed to be like 75% can be used for salaries and payroll, and then 25% right. can be used on lease payments or mortgage or what have you.
Right.
In that regard, and if you don't do the 75%, then you got to pay it all back. You know.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So I don't think anybody would be foolish enough not to do it, not to spend it 75% of it on
right.
payroll. You know,
right.
so it runs out.
But you
absolutely.
Still got to pay for rent.
It's still got rent, still got utilities.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you still got
data
plans.
Above,
you know, it's tough. But Tom, we do have a caller online. Let's take our
go ahead,
caller Bob. You with us?
Hey Kevin, you and Tom do a great job. Appreciate the show.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Question is recall.
Okay.
airbag. When will those parts be available? Do you know?
Which vehicle?
2016 Silverado.
16 Silverado. Half ton, I assume?
Yes.
Yeah. All that stuff is available now. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The, you know, we had a short time there where we were having trouble getting the components for it. But most of it is a program and on a lot of things. And then there's, we're doing a, basically filling a hole in the pretensioners on the seatbelt and protecting the carpet from catching on fire with some fire retardant, material. So all that's good to go. We should be good to go on that one.
Secondly, another recall with the function. Are you familiar with that?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
The second recall I want to talk to you about is the brake pedal travel.
Yeah.
To get the vehicle stopped. Are you familiar with that?
Well, they have one on the where they're reprogramming the brake control module for a safety feature. If the vacuum pump is to fail, they have a way to use the anti-lock brakes to boost the pressure in case that happens. It's actually activating the ABS, so your brake pedal does go down. It gives you a very strange feel, but you do get braking capability. So there's
I guess my question is, are there any parts there that I'd have to wait on? Are they on back order, or is that just a labor-intensified thing?
Well, if it's just the program for the recall, it's no problem. We're good to go. We can just program it and move on. If a vacuum pump is bad already, we're having some, not terrible issues, but we're having a few issues depending on how many we get to we need. Getting our hands on those. So,
and lastly, at UJ, is it just walk-in traffic you're taking now, or are you taking appointments as well?
We're doing both.
You are?
We prefer taking appointments, but if you need to just bring it in, come on. But, we're still we're operating from 7 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. We're not doing Saturdays, and we cut it back an hour in the evenings, just trying to keep everybody going. And
very good. Well, keep doing a good job. Thanks very much for the information.
I appreciate you listening and calling in.
Yes, sir.
But, and that's, all good points. The manufacturers send out these notices on recalls, and, of course, all they really tell you is that, it's going to take 30 minutes, which most of the time is not really accurate. Once you get it in your stall, it takes about 30 minutes,
Right, right.
So, but we do our best to get them in and out, and we do a pretty good job of that,
Well, you have to consider the fact that if you have to have any parts, like you were talking to that gentleman mm-hmm. about, then some of those things might not be a stocking item because of so many of the different vehicles that are involved.
Right. Well, and that's always a good point to if you get that recall notice. Call ahead, and let them know which recall you have, and if there are parts that need to be ordered, we can order them then and have them there when you come in.
Right, then you make an appointment then.
Right, and the advantage to the electronic systems we have on our vehicles nowadays is that if they see something they need to fix, 90% of it is done with programs,
Right.
We're able to go in with a computer through GM's program system and update these to the parameters that need to be done to correct these issues without having to replace any hard parts. It's just a big advantage that way. It's not, recalls are not always replacing things. Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't realize that fact. They would think that just about everything you have to come in for a recall on mm-hmm. would have replacement parts involved, and that's not necessarily so, as you say.
Right, right. And most of our airbag and brake recalls, it's all program stuff. Some of it may be inspections. We've got one on one of the trucks that's for a wiring harness chafing where We're adding some insulation around our wiring harness on one of the little four-cylinder trucks. You know, but all in all, you know, we're not having to do a bunch of parts. So, we're really, really good to go on all that stuff, you know. So it hasn't been bad at all. Yeah.
But we don't really have any severe failures in any of these recalls. It's more of a stutter than it is a failure.
Right. And honestly, with most of these recalls, I don't know that I've seen any of the actual failures. You know, they're catching them before they're an issue on the ones that I've seen. Surely someone's right. Had a problem with them, but yep. Or there wouldn't be a recall. But, you know, I really haven't seen a big issue. You know, with all the electronics that are on these trucks, you've got to expect some kind of glitch somewhere. Trucks and cars, but all in all, I think they've done a pretty efficient job of putting these things together and not having the failures, hard part failure, you know, right out of the gate. And, you know, most everything's correctable through a program. Yeah,
right. That's so true, man. I'll tell you, they're doing a good job, really, Kev.
Yeah, yeah, and I hope they get back to doing a really good job here shortly. Our inventory is still holding in there right now. You know, it's starting to get a little thinner. You know, we've been about a month since they built the vehicle. So, if they get back to work, you know, shortly, you know, we're still a few weeks out before we see any more new ones. So, if you're in the market, now's probably a good time to do it, you know.
Right.
We still got a pretty good inventory going right now, but things are going to get a little thinner. Yeah.
But, well, you're not going to beat the interest rate that they're charging you right now.
No, not at all. They've got a really good interest rate going and some good deals going. So they're trying to clean our inventory out. So, but it's all good. We're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, Kevin, I guess we're just going to have to carry on.
Yeah, we're going to have to carry on. Tom went off to have his own little conversation there for just a minute. He'll be back here shortly, but I want to welcome everybody back to the Car Doctor Show. If you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106.
Or you can text. Yeah.
To that same number.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you.
Yeah. You said you wasn't going to do that. But
I know.
Well, I knew you was lying when you told me.
I've been away for 3 weeks and kind of missed the opportunity.
Exactly. But, I tell you, I've really been surprised at how busy we have been at the shop, with oil changes and recalls and just the general maintenance on the vehicles, but it's been way busier than I expected. But we do have a caller online. Caller, are you with us?
Is this caller Tom?
This is Thomas from Theodore.
Oh. Well,
hey, Thomas.
A Tom or a Thomas, either one, we don't care.
Close enough.
Yeah.
There you go.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Charlie? Kevin?
We're doing
Tom.
Great.
Tom, wherever you're hiding.
Yep.
I don't know where you're hiding.
I think he went to the refrigerator.
Yeah. He snuck off for a few minutes.
I heard they might try to start up NASCAR in Charlotte there. I know the state legislature of North Carolina, they're kind of pushing it for the Coca-Cola 400 on the 24th of next month.
Yeah, you know, and you hate for it to be about money, you really do, you know, but, you know, there's a whole bunch of livelihoods that, you know, and people that rely on this industry, you know, the sports industries, for their livelihood, and it's a timed period that they got to get it done in, you know, so it's tough on them, it really is.
Is that where Darlington is?
Darlington is in South Carolina.
Because I was thinking I'd heard they were going to try to start there.
Yeah, and they've been bouncing things around. I did hear that they're letting the crews go back to work in the race shops in North Carolina, which is the first step in getting back on the racetrack. They're still talking about who's going to be the first race that they hold and whether there's going to be any fans there or not and whether they're going
to... Yeah, that's a big thing. The race without fans.
Yeah.
The amount of lost income there is going to be really... It's going to affect the payouts, I would think.
Well, you know, and I'm sure that...
Well, let me throw something in here about that.
Okay.
That's
yes,
the same
sir.
Thing is happening to the racers or NASCAR as is happening to the NFL football is that they're relying more on the TV money
right.
for carrying the shows than they are the spectator monies.
Right.
I think the spectator money on both of those are kind of carrying the actual cost of having a race at the track, but as far as making the payroll for the track, making a payroll for the officials and all there,
yeah.
They get enough dang money now out of the TV rights that they don't have to worry about all that.
Yeah, but Tom, right. Can you imagine an Alabama game at an empty Bryant Stadium?
Oh, hell no. Let's be frank. Let's be frank about it, okay?
Well, you know, that whole 12th man thing, I mean, it
the crowd
is a
makes
factor
a difference.
In the game, sure. You know? Yeah. Without that crowd cheering on and getting everybody riled up, I just don't know if you're going to have the same energy, you know?
Well, see, our football, the NFL is one thing. The college sports is different. I mean, the college
right.
sports are going to get some money from TV rights, but they're going to get most of their money from, like, the Southeastern Conference or each of those group
right.
monies.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, but... But yeah, they'd like to have those 100,000 fans in there. It's probably paid anywhere from $30 to $300 a seat. So, they'd like to have that $40, $50, $80 million.
Hey, I wanted to ask Thomas.
I sure appreciate you guys talking with me for a little while.
You
I'm
staying?
Older,
are you,
it gets
are you
lonely.
Getting bored?
Thomas, are you staying home?
Yeah, I've been isolating now, Charlie, for about 13 years. I'm getting a little edgy.
Yeah,
I think I gotta get out pretty soon.
Well, I hope.
Maybe if you get outside, you know, Thomas, maybe your toenails and your fingernails will all grow back from climbing the damn walls from being so bored.
Yeah.
I've been growing my toenails and my fingernails, climb trees and catch them squirrels.
There you go.
The next time, my figs
and I'm mad at them. Boy.
Hey Tom, the next time some young person complains about having to stay home, we're going to say we know a guy in Theodore that's been home for 13 years.
There you go.
13 years.
It's because I'm hideous looking. You know, I got 3 ears and 2 noses.
Well, that's why we're on radio.
That's right. Face for radio. Thomas, I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Glad you're doing well.
I always like to get a laugh out of Tom Claxton.
Yeah.
I'm just proud to be here to laugh, baby.
Have a good night, Thomas.
If I can do that, I may have a successful day, I'll tell you.
Yep.
Well,
God bless you guys. Have a great show.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, sir.
But it's good to hear from some of our regular listeners there. Glad everybody's
Charlie brought it up. Here we are bitching and moaning and whining and carried on about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and here's a blessed individual that has got such a personality and attitude about life in general, and he's basically been quarantined for 13 damn years, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, we need to shut the hell up and go on, man.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Go on, let's do it and do what we need to do.
Yeah.
Let's do what we have to do. What's the phrase? Let's don't get into a pity party.
Right, yeah. Whiny hineys.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I'm with everybody else and hoping that the governor's going to announce that at the first of the month they're going to open some things back up. You know, and honestly, you know, when this first come out, you know, the streets were empty. You know, the traffic was way down.
Yeah.
Stores weren't, you know, there wasn't a bunch of people out. except at Lowe's. I don't know how that works, but yeah, the first time that we were supposed
to be hired a bunch of people.
Yeah, they were supposed to be limited, and it looked like okay. Well, I guess if we're going to be home, we better do some repairs. So they went to Lowe's and bought stuff. So
hey, I've done a lot at my house.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can't blame them. But
well, you know, that's the same way with Pete and Nick and them over there. With, you know, in all these restaurants, everybody is remodeling and refurbishing and doing everything they can because now's the time to do it because they, you know. They're forced out of business, so they might as well do something if they can afford to do it.
Well, if you can afford to do it, now's the time to do it because you can get in there and get it done while you're not having to deal with customers and having to try and keep doors open and keep serving. You can actually shut down, get in there, get it done, and get out. You know.
Well, it's like some of the people are remodeling a lot of stuff in their kitchens and all. You know.
Yeah.
Well, hell, you can't shut the kitchen down. You can't develop the food now. You know.
Right.
But I got a text a while ago while I went off the air to check with Pete, and you know, he gave me the cross fingers there for the 4th and 5th, and it will actually be determined by what the governor says tomorrow. You know.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, and we all know we got to get going again and get the economy back up and running. You know, people are you know, needing to get out and get things done. And, you know, it's that time of year, you know, around here, you know, tourism is such a huge part of our economy. And it's a limited time period that they're going to do that. So, there's... Can you imagine owning a couple of condos at the Gulf or somewhere and expecting to make payments on it off of rent and you can't rent them?
There you go. Yeah, well, yeah. Dolphin Islands is shuttered with that same problem too, you know.
Exactly.
So it's just really unbelievable.
Exactly. But, you know, it's and I know we got way off of the car subject here, but.
Yeah, it looks like we got on them, you know. COV or COVID-19 project here or something, but anyway, it is what it is.
Well, if people don't want to hear us talk about it, they can call in and ask our questions, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll shut
us up.
Don't
want it. So, make us shut the hell up.
Exactly. But, you know, I don't know. And you know, we've been busy, and I've been seeing a lot of the other dealerships and that we're doing okay, you know. You know, obviously we're not doing the same level of business we were doing before, but
you know,
I've actually been pretty pleased with what we've been able to do and get done. We've been extremely lucky that no one in our facility has come down with it. There have been a couple of dealerships in town that have had employees that caught it and have had to shut down at least for a day, weekend, you know, come in and do some sanitation and, you know, cleaning everything. And
oh, no kidding. We did have a couple of dealerships.
Yeah, we had a couple of dealerships here in town that had to deal with that. Luckily, so far, we haven't been one of those. But I wish that on anybody.
I talked to Tony today over at Pensacola. He's with Sandy Sandings over there.
Right.
And they went back to full shifts today.
Yeah.
And on all their salesmen and all their mechanics and all, everybody's working a regular shift. They were on like a three-day shift.
Right, right.
You know.
Yeah, and we're still a little limited on our sales. We're keeping that a little more sparse, but we've actually been selling a fair amount of vehicles. So, but we're doing it a little smarter, with a little fewer people trying to keep the distance. Service is a little harder to do that. You know, we don't have as many people out on the service aisle or in the service area, reception area. But we're still there staffed and getting the job done. So, we're just all having to pitch in and, you know, I mean, you may see me and Jerry and all our warranty girl and everybody out on the service aisle moving cars and wrapping them and sanitizing them in the mornings, you know. But
it's one of those deals, Kevin, where you just got to do what you got to do, suck it up, don't worry about it, move on, you know.
Right, right.
And and for people who don't know, and it's kind of hard for me to imagine that, you're talking UJ Chevrolet on Airport Boulevard where you are the shop foreman.
Right.
And but you do have you've uh, you're staying closed on Saturdays.
Yeah, we are staying closed on Saturdays.
And shortened your day a little bit.
We shortened our day a little bit in sales and service, but we're closing at 4:30 in service, and I believe they're 5:30 in sales. That's liable to change before too terribly long, because I'm sure we're going to be phased in opening a little more. But it's, you know, it's all good. You know, I mean, we're still there, still keeping the doors open, still doing business. You know, UJ's been there over 70 years, and it's, yeah, we plan on being there another 70. So.
I can't everybody say that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's, we have an advantage over a lot of places. You know, people that have multiple franchises under one roof. Yeah, it's a little tougher to stay open. Yeah. But we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But Tom, I know we've been talking about everything but cars, I guess, tonight.
Right.
Yep. You know, it's, you know, we got into the subject a little bit there about electric vehicles. And, you know, it's, I just got to believe that that's where we're going. You know, even I was reading a little bit about the new Corvette. One of the things they're going to do with the up level hot rod Corvette is it's going to be basically a hybrid where it has the internal combustion motor, but the front wheels are going to be driven by an electric motor.
Oh, Lord.
Or electric motors.
Yep.
So,
yeah. But in line with that, Kevin, I know that you have been to about, you know, 5,000 certification schools or whatever, and you're going all the time. What have you guys been taught about the recharging capabilities and all? And what are we going to see? If we drive a car, say, all day and we use it around town, run it 100 miles or 200 miles or something like that, then we start charging it up. Is it going to have to stay on a charge for an 8-hour period, or are we looking at a 3 or 4 or 2? I mean, what do we have any studies on that or anything that we might be looking at?
Well, it really depends on the charger that you have, okay? The cars basically come with a 110-volt, you know, slow charge. And it can take 3 days to charge one it's completely dry, okay? But you can get a fast charger that, you know, you can get one that will give you 70% of a charge in 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
What? Come on.
So
you can drive off with a partial charge then.
Well, and
if you
need
to.
Yeah, you don't have to fully charge it every time, but so if you're, you know, once this gets bigger, chargers will be everywhere, okay?
Oh yeah. Okay.
So say if you pull into a restaurant, you're traveling, you know, few service stations are going to end up being a little different where, you know, say if you're traveling on the highway, you may stop for a meal, plug your vehicle up. By the time you're done eating, you've got enough of a charge to make it, you know, another 200 or 300 miles down the road.
Oh, okay. Now that's unique.
Yeah. Right. You know, and you'll have home chargers that will actually easily charge them overnight over a, you know, 4 or 5 hour period. So, you know, it's a very viable scenario. I know Tesla's been the forerunner on a lot of this stuff. You know, they're a very good battery and charger manufacturer. Where they lack is kind of where, you know, building the car and servicing the car comes in. Yeah,
right. Well, they don't have the
they don't have the facilities nationwide that the other dealerships or manufacturers have.
Yeah, because they've tried to do this without having brick and mortar dealers.
That don't work,
and that's hard to. It sounds great to have them, okay, you got a problem with your car or you need it serviced, whatever, and they're going to come pick it up and take it and get it serviced. Well,
there you go. Yeah, where?
Problem is, they're going to come get it from Atlanta and take it up there, get it serviced, and get it back. I mean, you're not going to wait on that,
No, so, hell no. No. Well, let me ask you this. Feasibility of the new lithium batteries now, do these electric cars and these hybrid cars, do they have lithium batteries or what kind of batteries
A lot of them are lithium batteries, but they're evolving battery technology every day,
Right, right.
General Motors is coming out with a flexible battery that is right now all the batteries are in a hard cased box that you basically have to build a car around.
Right.
But these can actually be formed to the car more, where you can have as many batteries or more capability there, and not take up near as much cabin space. So,
oh my goodness! Okay,
that's the big game changer. There is being able to get the package better, where it's a more usable package, there for it. The batteries are not overwhelming the area in the vehicle at all.
Kevin, in the old days when our batteries, most everybody my age knows that we had old lead based batteries.
Right.
And we had the plates in there with the lead in them, and then we had the acid that was that activated charge between the plates and positive and negative and all that kind of stuff. So what now, we see all these dry batteries, and we started running those, and it was Optimum batteries that they were using in our race cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually a flexible film in there that was soaked with, I guess, some kind of chemical and all, but I see them forming them into circles, so why couldn't they form around a frame section on a body panel or something,
Yeah, and that's one of those things. I've got my classic car, a 55 Chevrolet, that I drive, fairly regular. I had a battery go bad, a few weeks ago and started leaking acid. Which really irritated me because it leaked down on top of a valve cover, which is a polished aluminum, and of course it left a big black mark on it, which I had to polish out. But
not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
So, needless to say, you can guess what kind of battery got put back in it.
It wasn't acid.
Yeah, it was an AGM, which is an absorbed glass mat battery.
Right.
And you can mount them any way. You can turn them over upside down, sideways. Don't matter because it's not going to leak any acid out of it. It still uses kind of the same technology, but it's done in a different way to where it doesn't have to be vented. It's not a liquid type acid that's in it. But they're very very strong, very efficient batteries. We did have a rapid race sent in a message here, and he was asking whether the electric cars are going to have a wireless charging capability. I do see that coming.
I was wondering about that myself.
Yeah, and I do see that coming. We're doing it now with our cell phones and that. It's a little larger when we're talking about a car battery than a cell phone. But
Kevin, we talked about that even a couple of years ago that road that they was actually experimenting with up in Georgia, where you could drive a hybrid car, electric car over that road and it would charge you, recharge it.
Right, right. And that's coming. I mean, they're going to be doing that. They experimented over the last, and we've talked about it multiple ways on this show. They talked about hydrogen. They've talked about going strong on diesels, which that's still a very viable thing. and just different technologies on the on how to what kind of fuel to run in these internal combustion motors. And we talked about electric, and electric seems to be the smartest way to go at this point. It's the cleanest, it's the safest, it makes the most power. It's just a way smarter way to go. But with that, I've also been hearing a lot of talk about road tax. You know, so they're going to have to start paying some kind of road tax.
Got to pave the roads somehow.
Yeah. 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 I mean, we're just getting so many of them out there that, you know, they're using the roads just like everybody else. So,
right.
You know, it's not, you know, not unfair for them to have to pay their part of it. Yeah.
No. Well, they're going to start charging us so much a mile. You know, you had to pay so much taxes there. You know, we already talked about all that technology that's already in the computers on these cars, and they can drive by a transponder out there somewhere and pull that mileage off, and, you know, and send you a bill at the end of the month. So, you know, they got all that figured out already.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, they charge you for air and for vacuuming your car. I guess they could put a price tag on the charger.
Exactly.
Oh, well, hey, the city's charging you to pick up the damn trees that the tornado blew down. It was on TV today. So why wouldn't they charge? They're not going to let that tax get away.
Another reason to hate tornadoes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like we've come up to the end of our show, Tom, but I want to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show and remind everybody to stay home, stay safe, and hopefully we'll get on the other side of this.
Good seeing you guys again this week.
All right. Big hoorah to all of our veterans out there and all their first responders.
All right. Got 8 cylinders, use them all, got overdrive, never stalls. A 4-barrel car, but dual exhaust.